And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are focusing on Yosemite National Park on this weekend show. Jamie Richards, park spokesperson and ranger in Yosemite, is joining us on the program. Jamie, next thing I'd like to ask you about is just the reservation system. What is kind of currently in place when it comes to wanting to enter and go into Yosemite National Park?
Thanks, BJ. For the month of February, Yosemite National Park has instituted a day-use reservation system. And the system was put in place to help looking at our COVID-19 situation and the public health conditions here in the Yosemite region. Yosemite National Park is a great place that attracts literally thousands of people every single day, particularly in February because of the appeal of coming and experiencing Horsetail Fall. And we were concerned about, you know, COVID-19 and crowding and leading to adverse health conditions. So in order to help mitigate that and to provide a safe and fun environment as you come up to Yosemite National Park, day-use reservations are in effect for the month of February. They will end on February 28th of 2021. What that means is visitors who want to come up to Yosemite National Park, even if you already have an annual pass or a senior pass, you also need to go on to recreation.gov, search for Yosemite National Park, and purchase a day-use reservation for that day of entry. We put 80% of the total available passes on recreation.gov for all days available at the beginning of the month. Most of those early sales have already sold out. There were still some midweek sales that were open. And then every day we release at 8 a.m. Pacific time, an additional allotment of tickets, around 200 tickets, are available online. And those are for 48 hours in advance. So if you want to come to the park on a Thursday, Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., please go on to recreation.gov and purchase one of the available passes.
And then for the fire fall, this is typically this time of year. I've seen many images of it and some video. It's an amazing thing to see, but I've never actually had a chance to see it yet in person. For those not familiar, what exactly is this taking place in Yosemite?
What a lot of people call to and refer to as the fire fall in Yosemite National Park, that's actually the Horsetail Fall. And Horsetail Fall, during the month of February, there is a natural phenomenon where the sun at sunset lines up just right with the Horsetail Fall waterfall channel that on a good day with the right conditions, the sun will reflect and glow on that waterfall and make it look like it's on fire. And the reason the name Firefall came to be is that effect is very reminiscent for many people who remember the old historic firefall that used to happen from Glacier Point. There used to be a hotel at the top of Glacier Point, and at the end of every day, they would push hot ash, hot red ash, off of Glacier Point and drop down towards Curry Village. So visitors in Curry Village and in Awani Meadow could look up towards Glacier Point and see this cascade of a firefall that came down into Yosemite Valley. So the National Park Service discontinued that practice, but today there is a natural firefall phenomenon, the Horsetail Fall natural phenomenon, that you can experience during the middle months of, the middle 2 weeks of February. The prime viewing season is really from February 10 to February 25th or so. And today it looks like it's going to be a kind of a cloudy day, but, look at the weather forecast and, it's really a very unique experience. It only happens for a limited duration during the month of February, and all the natural elements have to line up. There needs to be enough water to generate water in that waterfall. Horsetail Fall is an ephemeral fall, so it does not have a constant flow of water year-round. It needs snow melt or rain in order to generate water. You also need to have the light cooperate. If it's a dark, cloudy day, there is no firefall. So it really draws thousands of people every single day during the month of February just coming to Yosemite National Park for the chance to try to see and experience this event.
Yeah, it's amazing. So to see Horsetail Fall, you mentioned you do have to have a reservation to get into the park. You know, if you do have a reservation, what are the steps you need to take to actually see it?
When you come into the park, there are a couple of different designated parking areas that you can use. So visitors planning trips into the park first, please go onto Yosemite National Park's webpage and look at the Firefall information page. There are step-by-step instructions that tell you the best way to plan your trip to have a positive experience when coming to Yosemite to view the Firefall. You'll park at either at the Yosemite Falls parking area or along El Capitan Meadow. And then for most visitors, it's about between a half mile or a 2 mile walk from the designated closest parking areas into the Horsetail Fall viewing area. The best locations for viewing Horsetail Fall are located along Northside Drive and around El Capitan Picnic Area, or within about a half mile radius of the El Capitan Picnic Area. There's some great locations with clear views of Horsetail Fall.
I imagine it's kind of an exciting buildup for the people who come too to find out if they're actually going to see it and if those conditions all are right for that night.
It is. You know, I was out there the other night, and we did not see the glow at sunset. The clouds rolled in. Things were looking pretty promising earlier in the day, and then afternoon clouds rolled in, and it started to rain, and we did not have a good day for Firefall viewing. But what happened was you had, you know, literally hundreds of people lined up with their cameras, with their tripods, visiting with their neighbors, socially distancing from other parties, and it was a really fun and exciting day to be out there. The best thing to do is to pack a bag, bring your camera, bring your friends and family, make sure that you're dressed for the appropriate conditions with the weather, bring layers, bring food and water. Sunset typically happens about 5:30, but you want to be staged and ready 1 or 2 hours before that. It does take time to get yourself parked. It does take time to walk out to the designated viewing area and to find your favorite spot. So I'd encourage anyone planning to come to try to be in Yosemite Valley at one of the designated parking areas between, you know, 2 to 4 at the latest. You definitely want to be out there in the staging area between 4 and 4:30. That way, yes, you have to stand around a little bit, but you're not rushing. It's you've got plenty of time to find a good parking space, plenty of time to walk and find a place that you like to in order to view the Horsetail Fall. If it's a very crowded day, there's a lot of competition to find a good viewing location. So give yourself adequate time to get out there. If you're trying to rush, you're going to run into challenges.
You know, being that this does happen in the off season, do you notice that you have diehard fans that come back year after year to try to see the Horsetail Fall?
Absolutely. Even though February is an off season, the Horsetail Fall event is an event that attracts literally thousands of people to Yosemite National Park every single day during the month of February. It brings people not only from across California, but across the United States. In other years where international travel is bigger, it brings people from all over the world. So this is not a time to make a spur-of-the-moment trip to Yosemite. Some good advanced planning is needed to have a successful visit and to experience Horsetail Fall.
And the year 2020 was obviously an interesting year for a tourist destination like Yosemite National Park with the COVID-19 pandemic. Have you had a chance yet to calculate and put together the attendance reports and how things were during 2020?
So 2020 certainly had a lot of challenges for everyone, but especially, you know, us in Yosemite National Park, we had a lot of challenges just like everyone in our communities. The visitation numbers are out for 2020. So Yosemite National Park had 2.3 million visitors during the year of 2020. That was approximately a 48% decrease from 2019. And, you know, a lot of the factors that played with that, the park was closed from March of 2020 until June. So we had an extended closure, the longest closure Yosemite National Park has had on record. And then we also had some wildfire impacts and closures related to other natural disasters. So Yosemite National Park continues to be a great destination that attracts people from all over, but we do have some challenges.
How many typically come during a normal year in Yosemite National Park?
Visitation does vary. 2019, we had 4.5 million visitors. So the visitors that we saw in 2020 was 48% of what we saw in 2019 and about 50% of what we've seen the last couple years.
And we need to take one more break. We're talking with Jamie Richards, Yosemite spokesperson and ranger on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting up to speed on everything Yosemite National Park. A programming note next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to turn the attention and talk about firefighting and firewise communities. We're going to be joined by Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats, as well as the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Nick Cashy. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment with Ranger Jamie Richards is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.